first, let me introduce myself. I'm Charlotte, or you can call me Char for short, hence the podcast name. I love myself most when I write. It's my zone. I used to do it as an outlet of my feelings. It's when I know it's okay to just be my authentic self. Then it turned into a hobby until I didn't realize that I was able to somehow, even for a little bit, inspire other people. Today, I don't only write for me, but I also write with the intention to be the friend you need, especially during times when you don't feel you have one. This is me coming back to my inner child, the girl who wanted to conquer the world with ink and words. I no longer aspire to conquer the world though. I just hope that I can touch at least one person's life with whatever I write. And that is enough. And that's for today's episode. Always choose the option that makes you feel alive. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Hello, it's me again, Char. Charot. Okay, I just want to create an episode about a trip down to memory lane for 2021 because this year was full of learnings. Before entering to this year, I said to myself, 2020 was my breakdown and 2021 will be my breakthrough. Sabi ko pa, I will be like a phoenix that will arise from the ashes. Daming alam, di ba? Looking back, 2021 really was a breakthrough for me, though not in ways that you'd expect. Not really on the fancy smanshy awards and recognition. More on inner work siya and doing things I've been meaning to do siguro. To start with, I set up my online business last January, though parang obsolete na siya ngayon. If you want to check it out, search nyo on Instagram or Facebook, heyaria.ph. So that's heyaria.ph. heyaria.ph. Tapos, basta yun, pink yung profile pic nun. Pag nakita nyo, yun. I sold earrings, necklaces, some embroidery, art, and stuff dun. I was into the business stuff na kasi since I was a child. So, yun. Natripan ko lang and na-enjoy ko naman siya. Baka I'll create a different episode for that. Nag-start din ako mag-journal this year. So, digital journaling every day where I write my daily affirmations. Things I'm grateful for. May mood board din ako. Then, like, half of the year, I added yung habit tracker and then thought dump area. Like, kasi the first thing I learned in therapy was that I don't have to feel my feelings right now, pero I should still feel them. Kaya, in-add ko lang yun. Wala kasi yun before I was just tracking my mood every day para I can get back or see kung ano yung mga nagpapasaya sa akin, ano yung mga nag-trigger sa akin when ako malungkot. Ganon. Para I can fix what I have to fix. So, yun, yung speaking of therapy, yun kasi, like, sabi sa akin, if you don't have time ngayon, schedule mo for later. Pero ensure mo na they don't go unnoticed. So, I was doing the journaling kasi before the therapy. So, parang hindi siya nag-work. Though, kasi yung isa sa mga ni-recommend sa akin, nung therapist ko. So, yung nalaman niya na baka I was just neglecting my feelings kasi and I wasn't addressing them. Kaya parang nagpa-pile up lang siya deep inside sa akin. So, yun. So, speaking of that, nag-start ako mag-counseling. So, to clear it up pala, I'm not seeing a psychiatrist. Counselor siya. Though, I've been meaning to see one. And they recommend din na I should have myself check. Kasi I want face-to-face sana, not online. Online lang kasi yung counseling sessions ko. Kasi, yun, parang part lang siya nung sa job ko ngayon.
Yun. So yun, hopefully by 2022 I can get diagnosed na and para makuha ko yung tamang treatment and stuff. I won't dwell much on the specifics. Baka mag 3 hours tong episode ko. So baka I'll create different episodes na lang if you want to hear more about sa mga pinagsasabi at sasabihin ko. Yun. Then I started reading again. If you know me personally, alam nyo na mahilig ako magbasa ever since talaga. So I got back from that and I'm so happy. So I was able to quote-unquote read 43 books as of today. So bale, 23 e-books yon, 3 audiobooks, and then 7 physical books. Tipid na tipid, guys. Kaya bumili ng iPad para makatipid ako sa libro. So, more on self-help na yung binabasa ko, share ko lang. So, currently, may 2 pa akong binabasa, yung The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari to Chase His Dreams, parang ganun. And then, yung The 5 AM Club. So, I recommend those books din. So, hopefully, mabasa ko siya before the year ends so I can reach 45 books for 2021. Other ganap this year, not to be boastful naman, pero pangarap ko kasi to noon pa man na makapag-share ng blessings to other people, especially dun sa less fortunate. So, nung birthday ko, nagpamigay ako ng Jollibee. And then, before Christmas, nagbigay din kami with Kuya JP ng maliit na Christmas package lang naman. So, yan. Very heartwarming and humbling experience siya, guys. Talaga. The reason why I pushed for this is one of my realizations kasi is how abundant my life actually is. I felt very grateful lang talaga sa lahat ng blessings ni Lord sa akin. And to think na wala naman akong deserve sa kahit anong to, and despite of my mistakes and my shortcomings, God is still good and gracious to provide for me through and through ever since up to this day. Grabe. So yun, na-move lang ako na I have a lot to share to other people. And dami ko rin kasing na-receive from people, from strangers, from my family, from my friends ever since. So parang I just want to pay it forward to others then. Yan. So, getting religious, pero being part of a D group or discipleship group has really helped me grow then this year, especially spiritually. So, that's another thing that happened this year. I joined a D group and then I also volunteered sa ministry namin as part of the content team. I'm passionate about writing kasi, so one of my focus this year was getting back to writing. Feeling ko talaga, yun yung calling ko. Pero, we'll see. Hopefully, yun talaga. So, where more to pour your talent, di ba? Talent talaga. Than to serve it kay Lord. Pero, other than that, plug ko rin. I publish na my writing sa Charote. So, sa Instagram, Facebook, and meron din akong coffee if you want to donate. So, same lang yung spelling nun sa podcast ko. So, Charwrote, Charwrote. So, one of my focuses din this year is my financial literacy. So, nag-start ako manood sa YouTube and then I joined some seminars sa Investagram. Then, nakikinig lang kay Chinkitan, ganyan. And then, yun, buti nakapag-invest na ako sa stock market. So, both locally and internationally. So, for local, I use BPI. So, kung may BPI account na kayo, okay naman. Madali lang mag-open up ng account sa BPI Trade. Yun. And then, international naman is I use GoTrade. Then, yun, nag-crypto din ako. Yun, para sa mga katulad ko na retail therapy ang ginagawa pag nasi-stress. Yun, I recommend na bumili na lang kayo ng stocks or coins. Masaya rin naman mag-shopping. Nang ganun, at least nakagastos kayo, pero investing talaga siya, di ba? Yun, wala lang siya physically. Pero ako kasi, yung retail therapy ko talaga is like gastos. Gastos lang talaga yung habal ko. Gusto ko lang talaga gumastos. So, it works for me. I hope na it works for you kasi yun, parang hitting two birds at one, ay, hitting two birds using one stone siya kasi you're distressing and then investing at the same time. So, those are the main things I'm happy about this year. Pero some of the ganaps na I want to share then are my firsts. So, first ko nag-shooting range, which was a very fun. Kaya pala marami kung sino-sino lang binabarin. Joke. And then, first time ko rin mag-yossi. Okay naman, hindi naman ako inubo. First timers, I recommend yung mental something para masarap mukhang... Mukhang last na rin naman na yun, by the way. Tinry ko lang naman para masabing... Once in my life, nakapag-smoke ako. So, first time ko rin namatayan ng someone close, which is my grandmother. I'm just grateful na I was at home and was there with her during yung final moments niya. Kasi it was something na I dreaded noon pa man. Ano pa ba? First time ko makonfine. First time ko bumili ng phone. First time ko mag-resign. Siyempre, first job ko lang naman to. First time ko mag-resign. So, if you need a sign to resign, eto na yun, sis. Send mo na yung resignation letter mo. Joke. So, etong podcast din pala. I started it this year. So, part to ng 2021 achievements ko. This year was full of firsts and me time talaga. I finally got the chance to go out there and be myself, be by myself then. And I'm happy to say na I feel at peace when I'm alone. So usually kasi people think na, even ako, dati, I thought being alone was equivalent to lonely. Pero it doesn't have to be that way. There is peace talaga in solitude. And yun, this year was more of rediscovering who I am and coming back to my inner child and improving my life physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially na rin siguro. I hope I get to continue on the same path sa 2022. I'm learning more on how to live the life I want and just be, I used to be the type of person kasi na sobrang, ano yun, pro-worry about the future, like always planning lahat na lang pinaplano. I'm happy that I got out of my comfort zone. So, yun. Feeling ko I'm leaning towards a more purposeful life na towards goals and achievements na fulfills my soul instead of the continuous chase on material things. So, those are just like some of the things na I want to take note for this year kasi I'm really happy with everything that I've achieved and I'm really happy with how 2021 turned out. I mean, hindi lang naman ganun yung pinagdaanan ko. Marami ring downs, pero I want to focus on the things that I did for myself. Kasi yun talaga yung highlight this year. This year was me, full of me lang, full of me, and full of like loving myself. Kaya I was able to share then more to other people. So, yun. I think, yun lang. I'll create, yun nga, sabi ko, I'll create more episodes to delve into the stuff that I mentioned. So, kayo ba? Anong learnings, challenges, and achievements nyo this year? Maliit man, malaki, material man yan or not. I hope na you're proud of where you are right now and I hope you're happy with the life you have right now. Pero if not, it's just that it's magbabago yung taon. I mean, every day is a chance, di ba? Every day is a chance to turn your life around. I mean, I didn't turn my life around like dahil lang nag-start yung 2021. Yan, na-mention ko. It started way back 2020 pa. Pero 2021 talaga, yun yung naging focus ko. So, as long as you choose to live better and as long as you choose to be better and want more for yourself, just believe na you can do it. You can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. The universe will work on itself and will work for you as long as, syempre, you believe talaga. It's important na you believe. It's the mindset. It starts there. It starts in the mindset. So, yun. I hope na you had a fun 2021 and looking forward to a more fun 2022 for everyone. And belated Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Yun. So, this is a Charlotte again from Charroot. So, again, good morning, good evening, and good night. Hello, it's me again, Char. Charot. Okay, I just want to create an episode about a trip down to memory lane for 2021 because this year was full of learnings. Before entering to this year, I said to myself, 2020 was my breakdown and 2021 will be my breakthrough. Sabi ko pa, I will be like a phoenix that will rise from the ashes. Daming alam, di ba? Looking back, 2021 really was a breakthrough for me, though not in ways that you'd expect. Not really on the fancy smanshy awards and recognition. More on inner work siya and doing things I've been meaning to do siguro. To start with, I set up my online business last January, though parang obsolete na siya ngayon. If you want to check it out, search nyo on Instagram or Facebook, heyaria.ph. So that's heyaria.ph. heyaria.ph. Tapos, basta yun, pink yung profile pic nun. Pag nakita nyo, yun. I sold earrings, necklaces, some embroidery, art, and stuff dun. I was into the business stuff na kasi since I was a child. So, yun. Natripan ko lang and na-enjoy ko naman siya. Baka I'll create a different episode for that. Nag-start din ako mag-journal this year. So, digital journaling every day, where I write my daily affirmations, things I'm grateful for, my mood board din ako. Then like half of the year, I added yung habit tracker and then thought dump area. Like, kasi the first thing I learned in therapy was that I don't have to feel my feelings right now, pero I should still feel them. Kaya inad ko lang yun. Wala kasi yun before, I was just tracking my mood every day para I can get back or see kung ano yung mga nagpapasaya sa akin, ano yung mga nag-trigger sa akin when ako malungkot, ganun. Para I can fix what I have to fix. So, yun, yung speaking of therapy, yun kasi, like, sabi sa akin, if you don't have time ngayon, schedule mo for later. Pero ensure mo na they don't go unnoticed. So, I was doing the journaling kasi before the therapy. So, parang hindi siya nag-work. Kasi yung isa sa mga ni-recommend sa akin nung therapist ko. So, yung nalaman niya na baka I was just neglecting my feelings kasi and I wasn't addressing them. Kaya parang nagpa-pile up lang siya deep inside sa akin. So, yun. So, speaking of that, nag-start ako mag-counseling. So, to clear it up pala, I'm not seeing a psychiatrist. Counselor siya. Though, I've been meaning to see one and they recommend din na I should have myself check. Kasi I want face-to-face sana, not online. Online lang kasi yung counseling sessions ko. Kasi, yun, parang part lang siya nung sa job ko ngayon. Yun. So, yun. Hopefully, by 2022, I can get diagnosed na. and para makuha ko yung tamang treatment and stuff. I won't dwell much on the specifics. Baka mag 3 hours tong episode ko. So, baka I'll create different episodes na lang if you want to hear more about sa mga pinagsasabi at sasabihin ko. Yun. Then, I started reading again. If you know me personally, alam nyo na mahilig ako magbasa ever since talaga. So, I got back from that and I'm so happy. So, I was able to quote-unquote, read 43 books as of today. So, bale, 23 e-books yun, 3 audiobooks, and then 7 physical books. Tipid na tipid, guys. Kaya bumili ang iPad para makatipid ako sa libro. So, more on self-help na yung binabasa ko, share ko lang. So, currently, may 2 pa akong binabasa, yung The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari to Chase His Dreams, parang ganun. And then yung The 5 AM Club. So, I recommend those books then. So, hopefully, mabasa ko siya before the year ends so I can reach 45 books for 2021. Other ganap this year, not to be boastful naman, pero pangarap ko kasi to noon pa man na makapag-share ng blessings to other people, especially dun sa less fortunate. So, nung birthday ko, nagpamigay ako ng Jollibee. And then, before Christmas, nagbigay din kami with Kuya JP ng maliit na Christmas package lang naman. So, yan. Very heartwarming and humbling experience siya, guys. Talaga. The reason why I pushed for this is one of my realizations kasi is how abundant my life actually is. I felt very grateful lang talaga sa lahat ng blessings ni Lord sa akin. And to think na wala naman akong deserve sa kahit anong to, and despite of my mistakes and my shortcomings, God is still good and gracious to provide for me through and through ever since up to this day. Grabe. So yun, na-move lang ako na I have a lot to share to other people. And ang dami ko rin kasing na-receive from people, from strangers, from my family, from my friends, ever since. So, parang I just want to pay it forward to others then. Yan. So, getting religious, pero being part of a D group or discipleship group has really helped me grow then this year, especially spiritually. So, that's another thing that happened this year. I joined a D group and then I also volunteered sa ministry namin as part of the content team. I'm passionate about writing kasi so one of my focus this year was getting back to writing. Feeling ko talaga, yun yung calling ko. Pero we'll see, hopefully, yun talaga. So, where more to pour your talent, di ba? To, well, talent talaga, than to serve it kay Lord. Pero, other than that, plug ko rin. I publish na my writing sa Charote. So, sa Instagram, Facebook, and meron din akong coffee if you want to donate. So, same lang yung spelling nun sa podcast ko. So, Charwrote, Charote. So, one of my focuses din this year is my financial literacy. So, nag-start ako manood sa YouTube and then I joined some seminars sa Investagram. Then, nakikinig lang kay Chinkitan, ganyan. And then, yun, buti nakapag-invest na ako sa stock market. So, both locally and internationally. So, for local, I use BPI. So, kung may BPI account na kayo, okay naman. Madali lang mag-open up ng account sa BPI trade. Yun. And then, international naman is I use GoTrade. Then, yun. Nag-crypto din ako. Yun. Para sa mga katulad ko na retail therapy ang ginagawa pag nasi-stress. Yun. I recommend na bumili na lang kayo ng stocks or coins. Masaya rin naman mag-shopping. Nang ganun, at least nakagastos kayo. Pero, investing talaga siya, di ba? Yun, wala lang siya physically. Pero ako kasi, yung retail therapy ko talaga is, like, gastos. gastos lang talaga yung habol ko. Gusto ko lang talaga gumastos. So, it works for me. I hope na it works for you kasi, yun, parang hitting two birds at one, ay, hitting two birds using one stone siya kasi you're distressing and then investing at the same time. So, those are the main things I'm happy about this year. Pero, some of the ganaps na I want to share then are my firsts. So, first ko nag-shooting range, which was a very fun. Kaya pala marami kung sino-sino lang binabarin. Joke. And then, first time ko rin mag-yossi. Okay naman, hindi naman ako inubo. First timers, I recommend yung mental something para masarap. Mukhang last na rin naman na yun, by the way. Tinry ko lang naman para masabing once in my life, nakapag-smoke ako. So, first time ko rin namatayan ng someone close, which is my grandmother. I'm just grateful na I was at home and was there with her during yung final moments niya. Kasi it was something na I dreaded noon pa man. Ano pa ba? First time ko makonfine. First time ko bumili ng phone. First time ko mag-resign. Kasi syempre, first job ko lang naman to. And first time ko mag-resign. So, if you need a sign to resign, eto na yun, sis. Send mo na yung resignation letter mo. Joke. So, etong podcast din pala. I started it this year. So, part to ng 2021 achievements ko. This year was full of firsts and me time talaga. I finally got the chance to go out there and be myself, be by myself then. And I'm happy to say na I feel at peace when I'm alone. So usually kasi people think na, even ako, dati I thought being alone was equivalent to lonely, pero it doesn't have to be that way. There is peace talaga in solitude and yun. This year was more of rediscovering who I am and coming back to my inner child and improving my life physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially na rin siguro. I hope I get to continue on the same path sa 2022. I'm learning more on how to live the life I want and just be, I used to be the type of person kasi na sobrang pro-worry about the future, like always planning lahat na lang pinaplano. I'm happy that I got out of my comfort zone. So, yun. Feeling ko I'm leaning towards a more purposeful life na towards goals and achievements na fulfills my soul instead of the continuous chase on material things. So, those are just like some of the things na I want to take note for this year kasi I'm really happy with everything that I've achieved and I'm really happy with how 2021 turned out. I mean, hindi lang naman ganun yung pinagdaanan ko. Marami ring downs, pero I want to focus on the things that I did for myself. Kasi, yun talaga yung highlight this year. This year was me, full of me lang, full of me, and full of, like, loving myself. Kaya I was able to share then more to other people. So, yun. I think, yun lang. I'll create, yun nga, sabi ko, I'll create more episodes to delve into the stuff that I mentioned. So, kayo ba? Anong learnings, challenges, and achievements nyo this year? Maliit man, malaki, material man yan or not. I hope na you're proud of where you are right now. And I hope you're happy with the life you have right now. Pero if not, it's just that it's magbabago yung taon. I mean, every day is a chance, di ba? Every day is a chance to turn your life around. I mean, I didn't turn my life around like dahil lang nag-start yung 2021. Yeah, na-mention ko, it started way back 2020 pa. Pero 2021 talaga, yun yung naging focus ko. So, as long as you choose to live better, and as long as you choose to be better, and want more for yourself, just believe na you can do it. You can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. The universe will work on itself and will work for you as long as, syempre, you believe talaga. It's important na you believe. It's the mindset. It starts there. It starts in the mindset. So, yun. I hope na you had a fun 2021 and looking forward to a more fun 2022 for everyone. And belated Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Yun. So, this is a Charlotte again from Charlotte. So, again, good morning, good evening, and good night.